Sunday morning, Springfield, and thank you for joining us on this Sunday morning radio worship of the Third Presbyterian Church in the Enos Park neighborhood of Springfield. Today is Sunday, August the 28th. We open worship with Whispering Hope, played by Helen Ely on the church organ. Our call to worship features our praise team doing a Don Moen song entitled Worthy, You Are Worthy. Please enjoy. Join me in prayer. Holy God, it's another Sabbath Sunday, a day to honor and glorify your name. So as we gather this morning, we ask for your presence, and we ask that you fill us with your Spirit and guide us to fully honor and glorify your name as we worship you on this day. Amen. Jeff Bullock is from Australia and was one of the lead pastors and organizers of the Hillsong Church. Between their in-person attendance and their online audience around the globe, they attract over 100,000 parishioners each Sunday. Our praise team now brings you one of the most popular songs of his creation, The Power of Your Love. Turn now to our scripture reading, a story about Jesus' teaching on being at a banquet and sitting in the place of honor. Please listen to this reading from Luke. On the Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. There in front of him was a man suffering from abnormal swelling of his body. Jesus asked the Pharisees and the experts in the law, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. So taking hold of the man, he healed him and sent him on his way. Then he asked them, "If one of you has a child or an ox that falls into a well on the Sabbath day, will you not immediately pull it out?" And they had nothing to say. When he noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do you not take the place of honor? For a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, "Give this person your seat." Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you're invited, take the lowest place. So that when your host comes, he will say to you, "Friend, move up to a better place." Then you will be honored in the presence of all the other guests. For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Then Jesus said to the host, "When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." May God bless the reading of this God's word for us this day. Amen. Please now pray with me. Lord, let now the words which come from my mouth and the meditation which is on all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, and remind us today that you are our rock and our salvation. Amen. Have you ever been invited to sit at the head table or allowed to go into a VIP section of a room or at a center? My wife likes to tell the story of when she was an associate pastor in Glen Carbon. She was invited to a groundbreaking of a new center and was told she would be sitting in one of the VIP chairs on the dais. As a community leader, she was also to give the invocation at the start of the event. When she arrived, she was placed last in line to walk up to the front and on to the dais. As the group filed forward and up, there was a problem. There were not enough chairs, short by one chair. And since Jackie was the last in line, it meant there was no chair for her. There was also no room on the dais for another chair. A quick-thinking helper grabbed a nearby folding chair and placed it on the ground at the end of the dais. And there is where she sat, a VIP, but not allowed on the dais with the other VIPs. I also experienced a bit of confusion back in the days of my political career. The president was coming to town to speak about the floods in Missouri back in 1993. I was on the county council and I was invited to come and have a seat in the reserved section. When I arrived, and after being cleared through the Secret Service, I was told to sit in this one section. But right before everything started, I was approached by one of the advance team and told this was the VIP section for those who were traveling with the president, and I would have to move. They pointed me to another section. That section was completely full, but the staffer made room for a couple of chairs and made a place for me right in the front row. I felt like I was being herded along and not much of a VIP. But wait, when the president ended his speech, he left the lectern and turned right to the row where I had been seated, and I got to shake his hand. Now I felt like a VIP. In our reading for today, Jesus throws out all the rules of being a VIP and does as he so often does, turns the tables upside down. Our story begins one Sabbath when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee and he was being carefully watched. When he noticed how the guests picked their places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. When I read this passage, I can't help but laugh. Picture this scene through Jesus' eyes. Jesus is invited to the home of a prominent Pharisee. We don't know how Jesus got picked for this particular dinner party, but Luke tells us that while he was there, he was being carefully watched. The Pharisees, after all, were an influential religious group within Judaism. They were legal experts who stressed personal piety and strict observance of both the Mosaic law and oral traditions. But this dinner party wasn't being hosted by just your garden variety Pharisee. No, this was a man who was a prominent Pharisee, a VIP. And what do people do when they're invited to an event with a prominent person? They jockey for the best seat at the table, the one closest to the host. Can you imagine how funny this was to Jesus? And also how sad. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, is standing on the outskirts of this crowd, watching them compete for the seat closest to the prominent Pharisee. What could be the best seat in the house that they could get? What could be an ego boost for each one of them? What could be a fleeting sense of importance? They were basing all of this on shallow, vain, and temporary pleasures. We are a competitive society, and we love to be rewarded for not so much what we know, but who we know. There's a medical school in Switzerland where all the students are on a simple pass-fail system. There are no grades. Everyone is encouraged to work together and help one another get through. There are no VIPs. One doctor from America who observed this noted that in the American medical schools, where grades are everything, sometimes the competition gets so intense that students will purposely tamper with microscopes to give the next person a false reading, or mess with the settings on lab equipment to give erroneous results, just so they might have an edge over the other students. We like being VIPs, and we want to be VIPs. The point then of the lesson that Jesus gives us is to break this desire to sit at the most prominent position, because we need to practice what Jesus calls humility. That's something we humans struggle with. That wasn't the case for a couple named Reb and Jackie. Back in 1989, they were preparing to open their own restaurant in North Carolina. They had worked hard and saved up their money for years to realize their dreams. But on the morning of their final inspection, Hurricane Hugo, the worst hurricane in North Carolina's history, swept through the state. The hurricane destroyed homes and businesses and tore down power lines, but somehow Reb and Jackie's new restaurant was still standing. A deputy sheriff stopped by and told them that theirs was only a handful of buildings still standing in the entire town. So Reb and Jackie decided to share their good fortune with the community by giving away food in their restaurant's freezer. At first, they advertised free sandwiches and coffee for just the police and first responders. They quickly drew a crowd of tired but grateful police, firefighters, electrical linemen, and EMTs. But when Reb and Jack A learned that a restaurant down the street was charging a high price to feed local residents, they decided to offer the free food to anyone in the community that needed it. And then a strange thing happened. Inspired by Reb and Jack A's generosity, folks from neighboring communities emptied their own freezers and their own pantries and sent food to the restaurant. And so did the local grocery stores and dairies. As the hungry community members filled the restaurant, they also looked for ways to help. And without being asked, people began cleaning the counters and mopping the floors. Soon there was an atmosphere that felt more like a family dinner than a restaurant meal. And within a few days, Rob and Jack A served 16,000 meals to the members of their hard-hit community. In the midst of devastating circumstances, two people put the needs of the community before their own needs. They were not VIPs, but instead they were sitting at the table of Jesus. And in doing so, they filled their community with joy. Humility is the secret to overcoming that desire to always be a VIP. For Jesus, life was never a competition, but a celebration. Let me repeat that. For Jesus, life is never a competition, but it's always a celebration. Our Bible story for today ends with these words. Then Jesus said to his host, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or your sisters, your relatives, or your rich neighbors. If you do so, they may invite you back, and so you'll be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteousness." What would change in our lives and in the church and in the community we serve, and yes, in the entire world, if we who follow Jesus viewed life as a celebration, as an opportunity to love others as generously and joyfully as possible, as an opportunity to tear down walls of prejudice and status and just celebrate each other. This isn't a challenge to be nicer or more neighborly. This is a challenge to do what God does. Jesus didn't come to stop the party. In fact, the opposite is true. He saw life as a party, but he wanted everyone invited to that party. We are the only ones standing in the way of knowing the unquenchable joy of the kingdom of God. Life is not a competition, but it's a celebration. And the best way we can experience this truth is by living with the humility, the joy, and the love that Jesus showed to the world. May we shed the idea of always being a VIP and sitting at the head table at a place of honor. And may we substitute that with humility and love. And may we invite all those who are never invited to anyone's table to come to the table Jesus has for us. May that be our actions this day and all days. Amen and amen. We welcome the TPC Choir to bring us a tune from Tom Petke titled "Song of Remembrance."
This cup is my blood.
as we've been saying, this is the last Sunday we will be broadcasting at this 9 o'clock spot. Next Sunday, September 4th, tune us in on both Sports Radio 1450 AM or 92.3 FM at 8:30 instead of 9 o'clock. And you can always get us, of course, on Alexa or by going to the station's website and listening online. Thank you for joining us this day, whether you're a first-time listener or are part of our regular Radio Wash audience. God bless each one of you. Will you now join me for our morning prayer? God, who invites everyone to the table, thank you for inviting each one of us. We come to that table broken and in need of renewal, and your table invites us not because of what we've done that's so important, or who we are because of our fame and fortune, but simply because we are children of God, and we are loved by you and embraced by your grace. So God, feed us in spiritual ways at your banquet table, and help us to invite others to this table as well. May we be seated next to someone who's the complete opposite of us, and yet we all have a seat of prominence at your table on earth, as well as your table in heaven. So, Lord, renew us this day. We ask this in the name of the great Savior, our Lord Jesus. Amen. Horatio Spafford lost his business in the Chicago fire and his family when the ocean liner they were traveling across the ocean went down in the waters. But his faith and trust in the saving power of Jesus kept him going as he sailed to the spot where the ship had gone down. And there he wrote the words to our sending song, "It Is Well With My Soul." Please join us in this congregational song. invitation to His table is always extended to us at any time and any place. And also, it's extended to those around us. So go with us now from this place and bless the words we say, the actions we take, and the message we send. For all of our days ahead, we ask this. Amen. Well, another Sunday has come and gone. We'll see you next week at 8:30. We thank Helen Neely on the organ and piano, Jeff Prince, our music director, the TPC Choir and the TPC Praise Team, Seth Hood, our AV guru, and of course, the one and only Matt Miller, who we keep locked in a cave and fed just so often so he can do all of our post-production work and make us sound so good. I'm the Reverend Dr. John Shear, the pastor at TPC, wishing you a blessed week. And please, 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 remember to stay safe out there.